One thing I report in the book is that Brittany Norwood was already being watched as a suspected thief in the days before the murder. The other Lululemon staffers had targeted Brittany Norwood as the probable pilferer of a bottle of expensive perfume and cash from various of the employees, ranging from $10 to $200. They were already calling her the thief, said one of the staffers. 2 days before the murder, in fact, the leadership team at the Lululemon store had a regular meeting, but it was dominated by the topic of how to catch Brittany. They were convinced that she was the thief, and they had to get proof that she was stealing. They even joked about putting a nanny cam in a stuffed animal, just like on To Catch a Predator. They never did that. They were not, of course, detectives and didn't know exactly what they should be doing. On Friday, the day Jana was murdered, she even joked to some of her fellow staffers about the fact that she would be closing the store that evening with Brittany Norwood. She said to one of them, "I'm closing tonight with the thief. Do you think I'll catch her?" Her fellow worker replied, "She's not that dumb." What was unique about this evening was that there were only two women on duty, Jana and Brittany. Normally there were three, but the third person could not make it in on that day. Another salesperson had texted Jana, "You're closing tonight with the thief." Jana's text reply was, "Hide your stuff, ha ha ha." One person on the staff had made plans to meet Jana after work on that Friday night at Uncle Julio's, the Mexican restaurant on Bethesda Avenue where they like to go for drinks or dinner. But she had to cancel the plans at the last minute. "I'm headed home," she texted to Jana. "Sorry. Hope you survived." 2 hours later, Jana Murray was brutally murdered by Brittany Norwood. What had happened was that Jana caught Brittany in the act of shoplifting and said to Brittany that she was going to have to report it to the manager since the goods were not paid for. We know this because Jana called two of the staff people, including her manager, after she left the store. When she came back to the store, of course, to let Brittany look for her wallet, she was murdered. One of the Lululemon staffers said to me, "We knew about Brittany. We were aware of things. We just didn't get it in time." In the end, it was Jana Murray who got the hard evidence of Brittany's stealing. But of course, it cost her her life.